I came across the worst person ever at the gym today, Ben and Bell. It's already a bit of a chore going anyway, and I hate it when there's other people in there. I try and pick quiet times, like when it's really busy and you got to like fight for stuff, and it's the worst. But today, awesome. Practically had the place to myself.
Nice.
Yeah. Until this psycho walked in, who had real main character energy, you know, and he was violent main character as well. So he's sort of like walking in like he owned the place. And so there was no one else in the gym. And he sat up right next to me, Like, you know, they're even like, so we were just on like the benches and there's like six of them.
Yeah.
And he sat right next to me.
Just came in to dominate you.
Literally. He put his towel down. I'm like, we going with that? Like, yeah. Seriously, we're doing this?
Did he look intimidating? Is he built?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, big.
He
big
wanted to
guy.
Show you how it's done. He wanted to motivate you.
You know, there's like that, you're not sure if they're like really overweight or really muscly.
Yeah.
Like they're just big. Yes. They're just big. So he obviously wanted to show me who's boss, which is fine. I understood he was boss before he put the towel next to me.
Put his towel down. You are the boss, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You're the captain now. Always have been. But so I swear he was genuinely like trying to get into my head. So like I would like have some weights and then he would pick much bigger weights. But then he would sort of just wait until I was doing my set and then he would just do his set with the heavier weights at the same time as me.
Well, the same
yeah, like, so yeah, moves. Like, you'd like a chest press thing. You'd just be like, I swear he was sort of like looking to the side and he would like do the same movement as me. But I was like, yeah, it's very big boy. You've got bigger weights than me. And then he was, keeping in mind, there was no one else in there. He had big like noise cancelling headphones on and he started like talking to himself in the mirror.
No.
He was saying stuff like, yeah, bitch. Like,
really?
He literally said, yeah, bitch. I don't think he was talking to me. I think he was talking to himself.
Whilst doing sets?
Yeah, like he was like
sets.
In between, he was like hitting his chest like a gorilla. Like he was like revving himself. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him, but he was like, you got this, baby. You got this. Just psyching himself up. And then he was like, yeah. I'm like, who is this? Like Ronnie Coleman? Like, you know, in those videos sometimes, like, wow, like, yeah. Wait, baby. Yeah. And they're psyching themselves up. But remember, it's just me and him, and he's next to me, and I'm really scared because he could throw a big 30 kilo dumbbell on me.
My friend does that.
Does he do that?
Yeah, he does that.
He wasn't at Zap Fitness today, was he?
No, the first time I saw him do that, and I was like, whoa, huge ick. He was like, come on, you got this.
Oh,
and he
really?
Was like,
it's one of those guys?
Because if they're going for like a PB, then it's like, you know, psych him up.
Imagine if you started like rubbing his shoulders, like, you got this.
You got this, bro.
He was like literally at some points, he was like tapping his index finger to the side of his head. Like, he was saying stuff like under his breath, like, animal.
Okay, well, that's just
scary. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you start doing the same? You should have just done the same.
Imagine if I mad-dogged him and he, like, started moving away from me. I have to go bigger. I'm like, yeah, bitch, let's go. I start lifting, like, weights heavier than him.